Okay, let's get started. Good afternoon. Hope you enjoyed your lunch. My name is Jiří Šrajn. I'm working at SUSE in the Czech Republic. My current main role is the architect of the product SUSE Linux Micro, which is serving as base for Leap Micro. And I would like to talk about how we developed from what we used to call ALP, Adaptive Linux Platform, among other names it had in the past, to SLES 16. I will quickly share how it started, the project, what we already did, what we plan to do in the nearest future, and especially what it means for the OpenSUSE project. And at the end, we will have some time for questions. So, how it all started. Did anybody see Axel today? Yeah, he's not here. That's why I didn't meet him. But I hope some of you may remember the presentation which we had together here 3 years ago. Where also Axel, from his view, presented all the pain points he had with the standard distribution model, where basically everything is somehow bound together. You have from the distribution complete stack from kernel, system libraries, graphical environment, or your services, and it's quite inflexible if you, for any reason, need to change one of the component, or if you need contrary preserve stability of some other part of the system, because whatever binary you are running is not compatible with newer packages, or your Python code is not compatible with new Python. And here, we quickly found out that the pain point which Axel saw and which we were having within SUSE with our products are pretty similar. What we tried to push is to decouple the actual application or workload, no matter how you call it, from the operating system, to give everybody the freedom to replace his operating system, but keep the same version of his server he's running, or update to newest desktop application without having to update the whole system, which was the flexibility which we were missing. But at the same time, over the first years of looking into this concept, it showed up that the option to keep workloads running the old way, meaning everything in a single system, is also required by some users. Let's face it, we are people, and if we don't need to change, we typically do not want to change. So if the monolithic monolithic distribution works for somebody well, there is not really much reasons to push towards any change. So based on these premises, we at SUSE started releasing something, and that something initially we called platform prototypes. Initially, we even built them in the OpenSUSE.org build service, at buildopensuse.org, but later, for reasons which I think I mentioned here last year or the year before, we moved the development to our internal build service. But still, all the platform prototypes we released were released publicly with roughly quarterly cadence. And the prototypes consisted of the base operating system and a collection of demo containers. if you remember the containers, it was like try to containerize it because it is possible, not because it makes sense, really even going to this extreme. Of course, whether it makes sense can be questionable, but we really tried to go to the borders of what is possible to be containerized, and at some point in time we even had firewall as a container. One thing about the prototypes was that we only released the transactional flavor of the system, which you know from MicroOS or LeapMicro. These prototypes, the images we released, did not include the standard classic distro where you can install additional RPM and without reboot continue, only the transactional where after or in order to install something or update the system, you always have to reboot. Following the prototypes, we also released the first SUSE products, and those products were SUSE Linux Micro version 6.0 and 6.1. Those were released in June and November of last year, and were basically a successor or the next version of the product Micro 5.x. And following them, the OpenSUSE project or the SUSE with the OpenSUSE community released similar or the same versions of LeapMicro roughly at the same time frame and with the same scope of the project. Overall, in the design, there was no really breakthrough change compared to the previous release, to the 5.x releases. Maybe the most important change was that WCAG was not available. On the other hand, we already introduced Network Manager as an option in, and I don't remember which of the releases it was. So I would not really consider this like a revolution, but another step in the evolution. The product or all of the products besides of the base operating system, which works only in the transactional mode, it includes container engines. It contains the virtualization stack. It contains cockpit for web management. So basically, the scope has not changed compared to the previous releases. This raises one question. If you remember, June 24, November 24, so it's about time. Where is Micro 6.2? The release cadence of Micro was always was roughly 6 months with two releases per year, one in fall, one in spring or late spring. Micro 6.2 would be, according to this cadence, expected kind of now, but so far there is no 6.2, and with that I would like to talk about what comes next. And before going to Micro, let me go to maybe what is weighted more than Micro, which is SLES 16.0, which, among the fact that it can be or it is used as the base for Leap 16, is probably much more expected because it's the first release on the new code base, which was previously called ALP, and it's the first general purpose operating server on this code base. You can expect it to be released before the end of this calendar year. Important is that /16.0 will not be transactional. Unlike the platform prototypes and all products we released so far, which were using the transactional system, /16 will use the standard mode of operating the system. Root file system will be read-write. You can patch the system without rebooting it, unless you patch the kernel. You can install additional packages without the need to reboot. You can adjust whatever you need and only reboot when needed. Of course, it means that you don't have the nice features of the transactional system, like if the update for any reason crashes somewhere in the middle, or if the new kernel doesn't boot, you have automated rollback to the previous one. But for that, you have SLI Micro, or SUSE Linux Micro, or Leap Micro. Also, it can, in fact, serve all the use cases which Micro can. Namely, it can be used as a container host for running containerized workloads via the same container engines as Micro. It includes the full virtualization stack, which means you can run virtual machines, again, the same as Micro. And overall, it provides a similar set of tools and services as /15. I intentionally don't say the same. Many tools got updated. Many are obsolete by the development of the technology by now. Many were replaced by something newer. But it contains what you would expect from a general purpose operating system. What is probably relevant when we derive, or when we use the code base as a base for Leap, is that we will only release server products. We will not release SUSE Linux Enterprise Desktop or SUSE Linux Desktop or anything like that, but only the server products. We still expect, or we will provide a basic desktop functionality, which is good enough for those who are used to managing the system from a graphical console, but you should not expect to include, let's say, the productivity tools like proper text editor or LibreOffice. And now back to Micro. The SUSE Linux Micro 6.2 is planned to be released or together or at the same time as /16.0, which means end of this or before the end of this calendar year. And important is that they will share the same code base. If a package which is part of both of the products is released in both of the products, then it is always the same version. You may say that it was similar with 5.x, but back then, since when we started /15, we did not have the transactional system in our minds. There were some exceptions. Also, some packages had to be updated earlier. Then with the respective service pack of /15. But here, the code base should be identical. It's different. The slash and the micro will contain a different set of packages. But if the package is in both, it will always be the same version. The other change to Micro is that we do not plan to have two releases per year. We only plan to release together with SLAS. And as I said, the code base is the same. If you find out that Leap Micro misses a package which is in Leap, if the package is able to work in the transactional system, you have a pretty good chance that it will work on Leap Micro as well. So, what it means for OpenSUSE products? Of course, it's, I can say it's up to you or up to the OpenSUSE community in general, but the current plans are that we will have Leap 16.0 and Leap Micro 6.2, which will be released together. And they will be based on the same code base as Slash 16 and Leap Micro 6.2. And again, as I said, the code base will be shared between these two products. What is left to the story is what's going to happen to the OpenSUSE desktop with Leap. As I said, Slash is only providing or is only going to be providing minimal desktop functionality. These packages will be available to the OpenSUSE project to build Leap. But for, let's say, the desktop productivity applications, those will not, there will be no packages to be inherited from Slash. But the OpenSUSE project has a great source of various kinds of packages, which is called OpenSUSE Factory. And Leap can grab packages from there, which also brings the advantage that you can take or Leap can use packages independently on the development pace of SUSE company of SUSE products. You will Leap will get a stable base operating system and can accommodate the latest desktop features for the Leap distribution. And obviously there is one more option where to get productivity applications, and those are Flatpak, which is a very convenient distribution independent way to get your desktop applications on your system. If you want to go completely containerized, I saw Richard here, and I think he has a talk about the Eon project either later today or tomorrow, which so this is something that uses exclusively containerized desktop applications, and it's not based on Leap, or as far as I know, we don't have Flavor based on Leap. It's only Tumbleweed based, which again gives you the advantage of having the fresh base system. Getting new hardware support faster than if you are based on Leap. At the beginning, I mentioned decoupling the workloads from the base operating system. For this, meanwhile, there is, in my opinion, a good portfolio of server applications available via the OpenSUSE registry. Those can be run independently in the system, independently which system you are using. And of course, you are not limited to workloads which are provided by a single vendor. You can use many other container registries which are available in the network. You can use Docker Hub, whatever comes to your mind. And with that, I'm open to questions.
Hi. Let's assume I'm a former SLED customer using SLE desktop systems, which is either SLES plus workstation extension or SLED. What are the options I have for the future?
I didn't get which desktop functionality you are using.
Workstation, desktop, a desktop system based on a SLE base, like SUSE Linux Enterprise desktop.
You still can stay on 15 for at least some time. I don't have the life cycle from the top of my head, and obviously we'll be able to use any of the open SUSE desktops, be it based on your preference, Leap, or you can use let's say standard Tumbleweed, or you can use Eon. There are plenty of options.
I guess technically it would be possible to use a SLES 16 plus build my own with containers around that, right?
Of course you can. I thought you were asking about complete desktop, including
sure.
The application.
I mean, preferably there would be some kind of product offering which gives everything out of the box, and OpenSUSE certainly offers that, right?
Yes. I think.
Hi, thanks for the talk. Speaking of Flatpak, how does this fit into the other SUSE products? So I'm thinking about OUNI for patch management. I think it would be awesome to have the possibility to also add Flatpak packages there. Any ideas? Might this come in the future?
As I said, we are not focusing on desktop, which is Flatpak's playground. So right now, I'm not aware of any initiatives to include Flatpak directly into the SUSE products. And here, I don't mean Eon, which is kind of based on Flatpak or built on top of Flatpak. But for SUSE itself, I'm not aware of any initiative to use it for desktop applications.
Okay, thanks.
So, a small follow-up for this. In the last Uni Community Hours, we said that there is one student from Google Summer of Code that is going to work on Snap, but the work might be reusable for Flatpak.
Thanks for the talk. You mentioned that you changed essentially the design and the setup of the server product. Can you talk a bit about the reason? Did you find an engineering challenge, or was this customer feedback or some other reason?
What do you mean design?
Not the design, like that you said that you want to make SLES 16 a classic distribution. And from that, I expected that the original plans was different. So
I'm not sure I got your question right, but let me try.
Yeah.
Previously with 15, we really had SLES 15 with yearly release. On top of that, we built Micro 5.x, where we, let's say, took a subset of SLES packages of the respective service pack. Few of them had to be updated, few packages had to be added, and this is how we built Micro 5.x. And the setup with Micro 6.x and SLES 16 is that we are having really a common pool of packages, and simplifying a bit, we pick a different subset for each product.
Thank you.
And I know I'm simplifying this a bit. The setup overall is different because one is the traditional flavor, one is the transactional type of the system, which has some implications on some of the features which can be available in either of them, but that's roughly how it is.
May I have one remark about the desktop question that was here earlier? Don't forget that we still have Package Hub, and you can enable it on top of Slash, and you can still get like plenty of desktop packages if you really need it for whatever reason.
Yeah, that's fair.
More questions?
If any question comes up to anybody's mind, I should be here until Saturday, including Saturday, and otherwise, Lubo, the stage is yours.
Yeah.